heartbeat of the Father himself. Hello, my friends. You know what? That's what we strive to do. I was talking to my good friend, Brother Brian Schwartz, and he was telling me, Troy, man, you got to read John chapter 17, man, because Jesus just says over and over again, Father, I've done everything I can do to manifest you, to manifest your name. And what is it? He's all about the heartbeat of King Jesus. If you're going to ask me, what would Jesus do? I would say, well, what would the heart of the Father do? Amen. Well, guys, it's good to see you here. I'm Troy Brewer. I want to welcome here to this episode of The Pulse, where I'm going to be talking about supernatural sanity today. Like, what? Yes, I'm talking about supernatural sanity. You guys are going to love it. When we go behind the veil, I'm going to be revealing some supernatural ways and some things in some with some girls that we've rescued, and how we've seen deliverance, how we've seen them completely come out of an unstable state and into a stable state. But we'll get to all that here within the next few minutes. In the meantime, please like this and please share this. Let people know that the Pulse 24 is on, man. It's on like Donkey Kong. And in the midst of that, I see that Linda is here. Hello, Linda. How are you? All the way from Big Time, Alaska. Jane Dingus is here. Jane, what's going on? She says, there are seven planets that'll be in line. Yes, on April 8th. And there will be a comet that will pass in front of the moon that we should be able to see. Oh, yes, yes. It doesn't actually pass in front of the moon, but there is a comet. And so there's all kinds of stuff. Janine, she's here. Linda is here. Maria is here all the way from Dubai. Hey, listen, we come down to Abu Dhabi all the time. In fact, I'm going to be in, I'll be in Dubai, right? Mm-mm. No?
You'll be in a different place.
Where am I going to go to?
I'm not supposed to be telling people.
That's right. Bill, our security team is, do not tell anybody where you're going to be. So I am going to be in Uganda. I can tell you that. And then we go through your neck of the woods. So it's so great to have you on here today. South Carolina is in the house. Miss Melissa White. Philip Harrison from Big Time J-Town is here. I know Philip for a long, long time. Veronica Sanchez, Flagstaff, Arizona. And sitting right here at the table with me is my son, Benjamin Allen Brewer. What's going on, Bean?
Howdy, howdy, everybody.
Yeah.
There's also the chat that you cannot see, which is the ODX chat, because it's exclusive.
Oh, my ODX peeps, you're going to be so glad to go behind the veil with me today, is I'm going to give you the real skinny on what was going on when I was writing my book, and that we're going to be looking into here today. We're actually going to be looking at Soul Invasion today. And you know whose idea this was? It was Miss Connie Jenkins, and she's here with me right now. How are you, Miss Connie?
Hey, everybody. I'm good.
Yeah, are you happy today?
I am. It's been a good day.
It has been a good day. Man, I've been busy today. You've been busy today. I've had a couple of meetings with you today.
Yes.
Man, we're trying to map a whole bunch of stuff out, including all the stuff that's coming up this week. Everybody wants to know about, because we were so busy last week. Did 20-some-odd TV shows last week. And it was craziness. We were at the NRB last week.
Yes.
Which was a lot of fun.
You got to meet some amazing people, though.
I did. I met some great people. And I also got to go to the, where all did I go to, Ben? We went, where did we go on Tuesday night?
The Grand Ole Opry.
The Grand Ole Opry. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
Fun.
But I go to that. That's like the 10th time I've been to the Grand Ole Opry. And, oh, my gosh, I love it every single time. I listen to it every week. You know, it's on the Willie station. Yes. I don't know if you know that or not, but it's on the Willie Nelson station. And it's live every week. And I'm like, yay. Sometimes I just go out to my truck just to listen to it. No, I love it.
Yeah, no, dedicated.
No, I'm dedicated and committed.
But it's excellent, so.
And then I went with my friends at Pray.com. We went to the Sputnik Studios, and I'm a big fan of Sputnik Studios. There's a whole bunch of, some of my favorite country songs have actually been recorded there.
Chris Stapleton.
Amazing.
And they actually put me in the studio, and I recorded with this amazing band, Amazing Grace, and they're going to send me a dadgum gold record.
How do we hear the song? How do we hear you recording?
I'm going to get it. And I'm just singing background on it. That's all I'm doing. They're like, get in there and do background on this.
No,
I'm like,
that's still amazing.
I will, man. Let's go, man. And it was fun. And I mean, we went through the whole process and all that. And it was great. And then, of course, I did, I got to hang out with Mario Murillo and Lance Wallnau and Alan DiDio, who is amazing. Joseph Z. He's incredible.
Bolt.
Brian Bolt was there with us. I want to tell you who I, what's his name? Barton.
Barna.
Not David Barton, but his son.
Oh, man, Tim.
Tim Barton. Oh my gosh, with Wall Builders. And then, of course, George Barna was there. Actually, George Barna And I mean, we're talking about.
I didn't even know who that was.
He's the most quoted guy from the pulpit ever.
I was like, wait, who?
And so that's who that cat is. I was with Kelly Copeland. We did a bunch of stuff with her last week. Right on. What else? Who else was there? Leanna was there. Ben was there.
You Pastor met an amazing family there. From South Africa.
A South African bunch of crazy people came all the way from South Africa to Nashville to look us up and say, man, I love you guys. And we love you so much. Their family was there and they were incredible. Anyway, it was a great week. And then we had the Spark Gala on Friday night. And then Saturday, I went to the racetrack and saw my number 22 car get out there and do the race. And we finished 10th overall, which we were happy with that. And that was late. And then it was so late at night. I was with my grandson, Barrett. I was like, you know what? We'll just go to my office at Open Door Church. And I spent the night there. We both just camped out on the couch.
That's
because
fine.
I had
That's
because we had
be a
church
good memory.
Man, we just sit there and watch YouTube videos. He loves his YouTube. Mm-hmm. And so we went through YouTube videos and watched OKG. We watched him catch a possum and skin it and eat it. That's what he did. Yeah. And now that's a good time for the Brewers, man. Yeah. So mm-hmm. this week is also very busy. No, you're not into cooking the old possum.
So I have a quick possum story.
Come on, what's your possum story?
Threw me off. So my stepdad would go hunting. He grew up in Paris, Texas, so they would go hunting all the time. And he said that they came across a cow corpse and saw that the gut was moving.
Oh,
and they
King Jesus.
It and a possum crawled
yeah,
out.
Yeah, man,
and
I was brother like, oh, looking no. for a warm place like old Han Solo did. And which one was that? The Empire, yeah, yes, on Hoth. Exactly right. So sometimes, man, that's what you got to do. Well, guys, this week.
I hope no one was having lunch. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that. Tonight, guys, I'm going to be with Zach Rippey and the I Like Birds podcast, and we're doing a live from downtown Fort Worth. We're going to be at a special venue.
It's at Launch Box Collective in Fort Worth.
The Launch Box. Guys, we're going to be there tonight, and we actually have a live studio audience. So if you'd like to be a part of our studio audience, if you'll follow the information that's on there and go there and check it out.
Yeah? You can go to Eventbrite, and if you get on the Eventbrite website, just search I Like Birds, and the live podcast will pop up. And you also have an option. If you can't make it in person, you can watch online.
So. Okay. Right on.
So and there's only 50 seats. I think there's only like 5 or 6 seats left. So if you do want to join us in person, you better hurry up and do it.
Man, it's going to be so exclusive. And we're going to have questions and answers. And we're going to have a lot of fun. And it's going to be woo, woo, woo. Hey, man, look there. Miami and South Africa are also in the house here as well. And Australia is here. Yeah. Hello, Australia. Hallelujah, man. You guys are awesome. So then that is tonight. You can join us for free if you are a part of ODX. You can join us for free if you are part of ODX. So if you are a part of ODX, you've already got an email that gives you an exclusive code where you can get in there and you can get behind the wall and you can be a part of what all we're doing tonight. I'm talking about my prophetic word for the year. I'm talking about our recent rescues. I'm going to be talking about all the stuff that we talk about. We're going to be doing that.
Right. Yeah. I'm really excited for you to go over your 2024 prophetic word again because there's so much stuff packed in there.
There is a lot of stuff.
If you didn't get an email, be sure and call 877-413-0888.
Call that number if you're not plugged into all that. Call that number. Ontario, Canada. Hello, Michelle. I bless you in Jesus' name. So happy that you're here. Okay. Also, tomorrow night at Open Door Church, I'm going to be preaching, and I'm going to be preaching on artificial intelligence /
authentic wisdom.
So it's kind of like, you know, the battle between, you know, this whole thing, the hive mind, the whole thing, versus the wisdom that comes from the Lord. It's two completely different categories. I'm going to illustrate it tomorrow night and also tell you that it's a big indication of the days of Noah, because the thoughts and the imaginations of those upon the planet Earth right before the flood were wicked continually.
Yeah, continually.
Continually. Like they didn't know how else to think except for that way. And so that's going to be Wednesday night at Open Door Church. And then, guys, on Thursday, I'm going to be on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. So, Trinity Broadcasting Network. I'm going to be on their praise show. And so I'm going to be on there with Sean Bolt, and I'm going to be on there with Bobby Schumer is going to be on there. And they're actually asking me to talk about what's going on at the border. Tell us about your rescues and tell us what's real about the border. And then I'm going to actually be speaking on prophetically the whole border issue. And I'm going to be talking about all that. And it's going to be live on Trinity Broadcasting Network. at 7 p.m. As soon as that's over, I'm getting on a plane. I'm going to Seattle, and I'm going to be with...
My gosh, it doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop. I'm going to be there on Friday. And for all my Pacific Northwest friends, I'm going to be in Seattle, and I'm going to be at Eden Church. And I'm going to be there with Darren Stott and Bobby Connor and Patricia King. And
Darren's going to be on with us tomorrow, too.
Darren will be with us tomorrow, and he's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's always fun. Listen, I promise you, he's got a brand new book, and I think it's called Savagely Supernatural.
It's unapologetically supernatural.
I like savagely so much better. I see Denise from Southern California is here. There's so glad Darren's that you're here. Right there. So Darren's going to be with us tomorrow. And look, man, his head's on fire. How about that?
Sounds that right?
Darren Stott came out to my ranch, and I told him, I said, look, man, I'm going to walk you out here in these woods. I walked him out in the woods, and I got a big old giant fire going. And I told him, I like to come out here, and I like to get a fire going, and I like to just worship King Jesus. And then as we're doing, and dude, he was so scared. He's such a city boy.
Because it's dark out there.
Oh, it's dark.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. I'm like, what is he scared of?
No, it's dark.
I understand.
It's dark. And the brother was paranoid. So maybe that's his next book, is Supernaturally Paranoid. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. Well, he has to get a hold of his marketing team to see if that works. Okay, so those are all my announcements. And, of course, I'll be on Saturday. I'm coming home from Seattle after that amazing conference. And, by the way, if you are a third stage viewer, you get to view it for free. That's another perk if you're a part of Third Stage at odx.tv. And then I'll be home on Saturday night. And then Sunday, man, we got church. And then the next week, we all go to Uganda.
Isn't this going to be Barrett's first Uganda trip?
It is Barrett's first Uganda trip, man. That little boy is so excited, man.
He is. That's going to be awesome. He's going to go meet his sister.
Yeah, he's got a sister over there.
And it's going to be Isabella.
Isabella. That's going to be amazing. Then he'll get to meet all of his Ugandan uncles and aunts.
Yeah, I cannot wait for him to meet George.
And that's going to be a lot of fun.
And Sharif, it's going to be fun.
What are we talking about today?
Today, getting ready to hear about Darren Stott's Unapologetically Supernatural book tomorrow. We are talking about your book that deals with supernatural sanity, Soul Invasion.
Soul Invasion. Right on, Soul Invasion. So this is I'm surprised anybody likes this book.
It's one of my favorites.
Everybody keeps telling me that, and it is not one of mine. And the reason why it's not one of mine is because I wrote this in a very difficult time in my life. Very difficult time. And I was trying to get through a whole bunch of stuff. And I put together all my notes on how to have a right mind in the midst of a whole bunch of stuff. And that ended up being my book, Soul Invasion. And that was actually written in 2008, 2009. And then we recently revamped it, put a new cover on it, and then I added a whole nother chapter on supernatural sanity.
Yeah, it says supernatural sanity for your messed up mind.
For your messed up mind, right on. And so we have a whole bundle that actually comes with all these things. And guys, if you're looking for supernatural sanity, help me save a girl out of sexual trafficking and get this bundle. And so you can find all this at the store at odx.tv. That's where you can find it.
Right and what's on. Really cool with this bundle is that it includes the DVD from when Pastor Troy did his Supernatural Sanity Conference. Those are like some of the hidden treasures that are just amazing.
That too.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
All right, so go back and check it out, guys. And I'll tell you again, before we go behind the veil, guys, we just have about 16 minutes before we go behind the veil, which is exclusive to people that are stage 2 and stage 3 at odx.tv. So let's get to it. Miss Connie.
Yes.
What are we talking about? What kind of amazing questions do you have for me today?
Okay, so I put together just a couple of questions, I think about 10, and they're based off of some really cool segments or excerpts from your book. And I was like, you know what? I think it'd be really cool to hear Pastor Troy just talk a little bit more about this. So we can go ahead and jump in with number one. And this is from your book, Soul Invasion, from page 120.
Okay.
And what you wrote is that there is no neutral in your spiritual gearbox. You are either climbing higher, reaching towards the things of God, or you are sinking into the murk and mire of your flesh and your world. And I remember that you had also sang this song that said that it went something like, I might not be that accurate, but to choose not to choose is to choose.
That's accurate. No, man, that's accurate. Right on.
And so my question was, how important is it for us as people of God to not depend on the way things have always been and just coast in our relationship with God.
Well, my goodness, my goodness. Okay, so this is a huge theme for me. It's like I just got through having a pastor's meeting. Okay, mm-hmm. So I just met with all the pastors, the pastoral staff at Open Door. And you'll know this because you've worked with me for a number of years. Ben will know this because he's worked with me for a number of years. And here's what I can tell you. Whatever it was I hired you for, that ain't what you're doing anymore.
Nope.
No.
And so it's like, no. And so like your job will change every couple of months because I'm a visionary leader and I'm always moving forward. Always. Mm-hmm. And I'm all about going to the next place. That's right. What I am. And visionary leadership is like that. And so that can be difficult for a lot of people. I can tell you for me, I think that if Jesus is offering me more, it's a slap in the face for me to go, no, I've got enough of you. Mm-hmm. I've made a big enough impact in the kingdom. I got enough of you and I don't need any more personal development or character development. Wow. And that's ridiculous.
Yes.
That is a ridiculous mindset. Like, where does that come from? It comes from being lazy. And it comes from not knowing your identity. And it comes also, too, from being so disappointed and devastated that you're afraid to dream anymore. And Jesus is not in those places. He's in this place of going forward. That's what he's in. And so whenever I look at all this and I think about, you know, to choose not to choose is to choose. To decide to not make a choice to move forward is a choice.
It really is. Yeah.
And I don't want to tell the Lord, talk to the hand unless I'm praising him. Amen. I don't want to do that. So I had a dream. Well, let me kind of back up just a little bit and say this. I've always been an oddity in my own family because everybody that the people that I come from, my mom was a pretty driven person, but my dad was not. My dad was an entertainer. He was an amazing person. I loved him with all my heart. He was a great guy, excellent dude. But he and also his wife were the kind of people that really didn't matter to them if they ever came out of the house or not. Mm-hmm. Okay, Troy Brewer is not like that. And the last five days of Daddy's life, Daddy actually said, we were talking and he said, do you know how I learned you could walk? I'm like, what? And he goes, do you know when we discovered you could walk? And I'm like, what do you mean you discovered I could walk? I was like, I didn't take my first step from you. He goes, no, it was you learned how to walk by yourself in the crib. And then you crawled out of the crib. You opened up the front door and you walked down the street and the neighbors brought you to us. We didn't even know you could walk.
Brother took off.
Like, I'm out. Yeah. I was like, Daddy, I've never heard that story before. He said, yeah. He goes, it horrified us. There's a knock at the door and they're like, is this your baby boy? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, Troy, after that, you were gone. You open up a window, you jump out. You open up a door, you'd be gone. Like, you've always wanted to go to the next place.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And he said, I've never understood that. And I'm like, well, I don't know why I'm like that, Dad. I don't know. So we had this big talk about it, and it was just really good. And he told me he's proud of me. Then Daddy passed away. He passed away on August the 12th. And then in November of the same year, coming up towards December, I had a dream. And the dream that I had, it's too long for me to tell, but Dad was in it. And Dad came up to me and spoke to me from heaven in this dream. And Dad said, Troy, and the first thing that happened was I saw him and it didn't look like him. He was young and he was moving fast.
He was like
a man on a mission.
Yeah, and as you know, Grandpa Bill did not move fast.
No.
He's always saying, stay calm. Hey, calm down.
Hang on, I gotta scratch something here. Hang on.
He was a human version of a tortoise.
Man, he was slow moving dude, man. And also too, he was so eccentric, you know, like he'd say, water. I think I'll get a drink of water. He wouldn't just get a drink of water and take it. He'd be like, water, ha ha, in a plastic, Fiji water, ha ha. And he would just make all this noise and entertain himself. Strange dude, man.
He was the commenter of his own life.
He was. He had his own commentary on everything he did and everything he thought. You know, Daddy had a big old giant Bible that he carried to church every single Sunday, and he would meet the first time guests, and he'd say, "Well, hello, I'm actually Troy's dad." Well, I'm not actually sure I'm Troy's dad. The DNA test is not back yet. And he'd laugh. He'd say the same stupid joke every week, and then he'd say, "Well, let's see what the Pastor Troy's gone over his message for the, mind you, first time visitors at Open Door Church. He showed me what his scripture was, and he'd open it up, and Dad cut out the pages and put his pistol in it.
He had a big old 45.
He had a big giant 45. And he pulled out his 45. See what the message is going to be mean today. Then he put it up, and then he move on. He's a strange guy, man.
Yeah.
Strange. Man, strange. Anyway, he was so funny. He was funny. And I loved it that he was funny. And so in this dream, though, he was young. He looked different. He was like serious. He had a bunch of stuff to do, and he had to stop to talk to me about something. And he walked straight up to me, and he goes, "You didn't recognize me, did you, boy?" And I said, "Daddy, I've never seen you like this." He said, "No, you never seen me like this." And that was how it all started off. He told me, he talked to me about all kinds of things. And one of the things that he said to me was, in heaven, there is no time, but they are aware of the world clock. And he called it the world clock. And he said, "Troy, you guys are this close to the return of King Jesus. You're this close." And he said, "You're going to want to slow down within the next couple of years. You're getting old and you're going to want to slow down. You're going to want to back off, and you can't. Put your foot on the pedal and go, 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 go." And out of everything that I got out of that, he told me all kinds of things. But he said, "Troy, the Lord fully expects you to be fully engaged and in the fast lane. Go, 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 go." And I said, "Yes, sir, I will." And he told me, he said, "Troy, do not back off." I said, "I won't, sir. I won't." He said, "Yeah, I believe that. I believe that." And so that was a big part of the dream. Well, we're this close to the return of King Jesus. We're that close. And so I think that you can be lazy, and you can also be a really hard worker, and you can have lazy faith where you're not exploring the heart of Jesus anymore.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
You're not looking at all the crazy stuff anymore. You're not fascinated with the goodness of God within your life, and you just get lazy. I think a lot of people get lazy with their own marriages.
Yes.
They just get lazy being a dad. Or a mama, and just go, "Yeah, there's really not necessary for me to be that engaged or whatever." No, you know what? To be idle is a big deal to the Lord, and we cannot be idle. So that's what I would say about all of that.
No, that's so good, Pastor. That's really, really good, especially in this year 24. Mm-hmm. And it's all about, go higher. This is the year for you to ascend.
It's the year of ascension, right? It's the year of the open door. But just because the door is open doesn't mean that you have the guts to get up and go through it. That's Psalms 24, mm-hmm. right? We go from the valley of the shadow of death, where Jesus comes and has mercy on us in the midst of all of our hell, to God saying, in the midst of all of your hell, I need you to come up here now.
So good.
Let's go.
And I know that this isn't necessarily part of the topic, but I love that dream that you had with your dad. And I know that one of the things he told you was not to be a part of blood money.
Yep.
And what it says in Psalms 24 is like, hey, who can do this? Who can ascend the mountain of the
so
Lord?
Good,
and it's
Connie.
Him who has clean hands and a pure heart.
I did a podcast called Blood Money last year, and I was so freaked out. It's probably the worst podcast I've ever done. Because I'm just like, the name of this thing is actually, it was called Blood Money.
Yes, it was.
And it was one of the things, and that guy's a cool dude. He's a great American. He was very great. It has nothing to do with his podcast. But I was just like, because it was right after that dream, and he was so good to me. He's like, "Dude, you guys have rescued more than 10,000 kids?" I'm like, "Yes, sir." He goes, "You know that that's more than Schindler rescued, right?" I'm like, no, I don't know that, but because I promise you, I'm no Schindler. I'm not in a situation Schindler was and all this, but he was like that gracious. He's like, "What is your day like?" And I was so freaked out that in the name of his podcast, I was like, "I do lots of meetings." I couldn't think of anything to say because I was trying to process. Mm-hmm. Blood money is a big part of something that God told me through my dad. You will not be a part. You know, my dad actually told me in a stream, he said, "Troy, you've never been a part of blood money. You're not a part of blood money, and you cannot be a part of blood money in the future. Everybody is either sold out to Jesus or they're bought out."
Mom.
And I'm like, "Okay." He goes, "Stay sold out." Mm-hmm. Hey man, if Jesus is going to come running out of the grave, I need to come running out too.
Right.
If I believe that Jesus Christ is resurrected from the dead, and if I'm into that, I need to come all the way out of the grave. I need to be completely sold out, and I don't need to be bought out. Boom. Come on.
That's some good stuff, man.
Man, it ain't bad. It really ain't bad. All right, so you got another question.
Yes.
So, from, From Soul Invasion.
And it's also from page 120.
Page 120.
And it's when you were writing about Sir Edmund Hillary.
Yep.
So you said, when Sir Edmund Hillary reached the summit of Mount Everest on May 29th, 1953, yep. he was asked why he had attempted such an incredible challenge. His answer, because it was there.
It was there.
And so I was like, that sounds so similar to me, to Caleb, who in Numbers chapter 14, verse 12 said, now give me this mountain that the Lord spoke of for in that day, for you heard that we have heard how the Anakims are there and that the cities are great and fenced or fortified. Mm. So if the Lord be with me, then I will be able to drive them out as he said.
Come on.
Would you agree that God Almighty expects us to do hard things and go after great heights in his name? And I put, how do we do that? But what I want to say is, how do you get over the offense of that, of a demand being put on you?
The reason why you are offended at that, the reason why we get offended at, should we take on scary things? Should we be out of our league? All that, and we get offended at that, is because we have the notion of, we have the right to be protected.
Oh my gosh.
And we do not have the right to. Jesus Christ not give you the right to have everything make sense. If you have a walk with Jesus that you can perfectly explain and everything makes sense, and if you're perfectly content and protected, I doubt if you're even saved.
Jesus said he sends you out as sheep amongst the wolves.
Oh, yeah, good. The idea that God yeah. owes us safety mm-hmm. is ridiculous. We're safe in him, but we're still in this world. And, you know, I was talking to Will Hart, and Will Hart is part of Heidi Baker's. He's the director of Heidi Baker's ministry, Iris Ministries. And I did an interview with him last week, and he's a friend of mine. And how I know Will is, there have been some Secret Squirrel guys that I have worked with all over the world that I have funded, and I was actually their good friends, that they rescue children out of pornography rings all over the world. And this one friend of mine was in a certain country, and there was a hit out on him, like a real hit, like, okay, we'll pay somebody $1 million to murder this guy because they found out he indeed was not a pedophile. He was a drop dead, sold out mm-hmm. Jesus freak who had been rescuing kids. And so he had to come and live with me for 3 months. Mm-hmm. This guy did. And he had to get out of the country he was in. He came and lived with me for 3 months. We went all over the world. We did cool stuff together. But in the midst of that time, he was also good friends with Will Hart. And Will Hart, he and I were talking about, he's like, Troy, I heard that you just did a rescue, man. I said, yeah. And he goes, his first question was this. He goes, did everybody come back? Okay, he's the only person that's ever asked me that, because he's in the game every single day. Whoa. And I went, yeah, man, everybody came back. And he was like, how long were you guys there? And I was like, 9 days. And he went, oh. And so he fully expects, if you go into the mission field and you take on hell the way that we take on hell, you're probably going to come back with a story of a terrible loss, which we did come back with a story of a terrible loss. One of our pastor friends got his arm cut off. Like, well,
but at the same
that's
time
a minor
too,
detail.
But at the same time, too, that turned into a great testimony of redemption
it
and
did.
Victory.
It did, because the pastor's daughter went and rescued 7 siblings.
And on top of that, that guy got to preach to his tormentors, and half of them became his deacons in his church.
Actually became deacons in his church.
That's amazing. Like, literally only Jesus could do that.
So Will actually says, yeah, I want to show you something. He pulls out his phone. Within an hour, we're talking about, this is like, he just received this like 20 minutes earlier. He's showing me pictures of some of his houses, some of his church buildings mm-hmm. in Mozambique being burnt to the ground by Muslims. And he's like, yeah, they're on fire right now, man. I'm like, you know those guys? He goes, oh, yeah, I know those guys. I sure do. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. He goes, yeah, man. He goes, we got to pray for them. He goes, they're in a bad, bad, bad place. And he said, yesterday we had one of our pastors was actually beheaded. Now, these are friends of his. And so I'm like, so are you telling everybody to bail out, or are you telling everybody to stay? And he goes, I'm not telling anybody to bail out. He goes, this is what we're in there for.
Wow.
And I'm like, can we please talk about that? And he just said, you know, man, the idea that we're supposed to be safe as Christians is so from hell, and it doesn't come from Jesus. The idea that we're supposed to have it all figured out. You know, when Jesus says on the Sermon on the Mount, when he says in Matthew chapter 7, he says, don't be worried about what you eat Don't be worried about what you drink. Don't be worried about your body and what you're going to wear. He goes, people who don't know me, that's what they worry about. Wow. So he's like, it better not be the theme of your life. It's the most important thing in the whole world is, well, safety is our greatest concern. Well, you're not a part of the kingdom if safety is your greatest concern. That's not a kingdom thing. You don't send warriors out onto the battlefield because safety is your greatest concern. Winning new territory for the kingdom should be your greatest concern. And that's completely different than American Christianity.
Yeah, no, it is. I don't hear anyone that really says that, talks that way.
One third of all churches in the United States shut their doors during COVID and never opened their doors again. One third of all churches in the United States fell because they shut their doors and never opened again because safety was their greatest concern. One third. One third of the stars fell from heaven, right?
That's what I was thinking about.
It means they belong to the devil.
One third fallen that we've heard of.
It means they belong to the devil is what it means.
It also means it's no longer perfectly completed because you're taking away a piece of the third, and third is, or three is perfectly completed, yeah.
Okay. Well, Ben, I'm telling you, one third of all churches in the United States, and you don't see it reported, the world yawns, nobody makes a big deal out of it. Everybody worries about a Walmart shutting down. Right. Yeah. But nobody worries about, you know, or if a Target shut down or if a Starbucks gets closed. But nobody worries about one third of the backbone of the United States of America, of our society, of our nation was gone and shut down through a very nefarious process in about a year and a half time. And nobody talks about it. Okay, well, I just want to just tell you this. When it comes to the leadership of all that, safety was their highest concern. And now they're out. The safest place that you can be is passionately in the heartbeat of King Jesus taking on hell with a water pistol. And that gospel needs to be preached. Boom.
So before we get back to the questions, with Ben saying, talking about, hey, like that means the three, it's not complete with a third leaving. Do you think that has handicapped us as a church?
Absolutely.
Here?
Absolutely. I don't want to be the only church in town, and I'm not. There's some great churches, you know, where open door churches. My gosh, there's Pathways Church, there's Albertsbury Baptist Church, there's First Baptist Church. There is, what's some other partner churches that we partner with? There's so many great churches, and I'm so grateful for that. But that's not the way it is all over the United States anymore. And here's what happens when the church goes away, the body of Christ is no longer mobilized. And I know that people will argue with that. I'm just as mobile by myself, and I'm not connected to any other Christians. No, you have deceived yourself. Mm-hmm. You have totally deceived yourself. Your laziness and your lack of commitment should not be one of your finest attributes.
No.
Like, ooh, I'm such a godly person. I don't connect with any other Christians, and I'm not a part of anything bigger than me. That should not be one of your finer qualities as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And it's not biblically supported. I don't know where the scripture is, but it talks about a person that isolates themselves. It's because they want to go after their own wicked ways. It's not what we're supposed to do.
I want to clarify this because as a pastor, I know that we got to go behind the veil. I know that we do, but I want to clarify this for all of you cats. You need to know this. I'm a pastor of a senior church. I have no agenda for you to come to my church outside of jump in. The water is warm. And here's what's real is we want you activated. Okay. I'm going to do what I do, whether we have anybody with us or not, but I've always done it. However, I'm not going to do it as effectively unless you are a part of it. So we need each other. So whenever the church goes away, one third of all the churches in the United States died during the COVID mess, left, never opened their doors again, done, finished, over. And so what does that mean? It means this. It means that when it comes to our schools, when it comes to our judicial system, when it comes to our law enforcement, when it comes to every single part of our society, there is one third less voices declaring what the word of God is as a force. Okay, well, you got to have that. I know that you got to know Jesus privately and by yourself. I'm a huge advocate for that. I'm also telling you this, if that's all you have, you're only walking half the walk. The other one is the walk that you walk with others. And it's not a random walk. It is, it's extremely important. So yeah, right on, guys. There you go. I want to throw that out there.
No, that was awesome. Okay. Do we have time for one more question before the veil?
No, we really need to go to the veil. Yeah. It's 35 minutes after. Right on. Yep. And I see all my friends that are on here. Right on. And so, guys, listen, man, we're going to Nazarene Dragon Nash.
I love him.
Oh, my gosh.
He's so funny.
What happens if they ask you to leave because you believe in demons? I would leave.
Can't really.
I tell him I'm looking at one. Listen, I'm a mean right. guy. Listen, I'm not a nice guy. I like, you need to be nice. No. I need to be kind. Dude, I don't need to be nice. I'm not interested in being nice.
That reel that you did about that on YouTube pisses off so many people.
Yeah, 600 something thousand views. And I get so much hate. Jesus is the nicest person ever.
Tell that to the Pharisees.
Yeah, tell that. Also, tell that to King Jesus when he comes back. As he slays.
Right.
As he slays and there's so much blood that there is to the horse's brow. It's not nice.
And his robe is dipped in it.
Exactly right. Yeah, so I would just tell you, man. And if you think that Jesus is the nicest person in the universe and that he just wants to get along with everybody that are his enemies, you don't know him. And that's not a kingdom perspective. That is a Western perspective. It's not biblical and it certainly is not kingdom. However, he is the kindest person in the United States. And you need to go ahead and grab a little bit of control of your English language and learn the difference between kindness and niceness. Niceness is I will bow down to whatever narrative you present to me so that we can get along. Jesus is not like that at all. At all. All right.
All right.
We're going to go behind.
Go behind the veil. Again, guys, remember, if you want to check us out on the I Like Birds podcast, you can go and find more information on that on all of our socials. Or you can call 877-413-0888. Again, there are limited seats if you want to come in person, so make sure to jump on that now. But you can join us via Zach's, what's it called?
Eventbrite.
I don't know, I can't remember.
Hey, man, I want you to look at what Ryan says over there. Ask King Jesus, or he says this, ask sheep if they want a nice shepherd when the threat comes.
Oh, that's exactly so right. Good.
That's the other thing, too.
That's my youth pastor, by the way.
We'll get into that in a second.
That guy's hooked up with me.
Let me say about that. But anyway, we have that going on tonight. We have Darren Stott will be joining us tomorrow. Pastor Troy will be preaching at Open Door Wednesday night. And then he is doing the amazing conference with Mr. Darren Stott this coming weekend. So be sure and stay tuned, guys. We will be posting all that we can on socials. And
let's go behind the veil. You guys ready to do this?
Ready.
So everybody that's on at odx.tv, just hang on, man. Listen, I'm staying with you. Everybody else, I'm saying goodbye to for right now. Tomorrow, Darren Stott will be joining us. And until the next time I see you, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.